there are things that non-Americans are saying you Americans need to get on board with some certain standards. And one of those things being taxes included in the price tag.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yep, because how often do you see, I mean, it would just be nice just to know this is exactly what you're going to be paying.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it is. Don't tell me that a, and we can go something as small as a shirt all the way to like a dining room table. Just tell me how much it costs.
I believe there shouldn't even be taxes on that because we already got taxed on our pay and now we're paying tax to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
It's a lot of taxes.
And I will say, if I go somewhere and the tax is included in the price, I love it.
Don't you feel like
and I'm more likely to go back?
Me too.
Yes.
A lot of airline tickets
are now including the fees and taxes, so you just know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a big deal. It was like $300 for this flight, and then you get to the end, it's like $450.
Yes.
Right.
It's the worst. I do know, and this is one instance where it feels better to just see the full price, but then when I see how much the taxes were, it makes me angry, and that is Ticketmaster.
Because
they're offering just the all-in price, and so you see it, you're like, okay, whatever. But then when you know that you can break it down and see exactly where all mm-hmm. it's going, then I get angry again.
Well, a lot of that too, Matt, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is a lot of Ticketmaster are, on top of taxes, their own big fees.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And they're
yep.
making the money there, which I hate to say it, I kind of like better than the taxes, because the taxes is just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because we can choose not to buy it from Ticketmaster. It's just more difficult.
Because mm-hmm. then you actually have to go somewhere. Yeah. You have to get out of your car.
Speak to a human.
You have to speak to lots of people. Are like, I can't do that right now. Another thing that non-Americans say Americans need to get on board with, the bidet.
Yes, definitely.
I do love a bidet. It's a little weird to get used to. Like, you gotta, yep, there's a learning curve there.
Yeah.
But once you do, and they're all a little different, but once you do, it's a nice experience.
And it would be nice if the water's a little bit warm.
That's a feature on some of the nicer ones. But even if it was cold, would you prefer it?
I like bidets. Mm-hmm. You know how I am with my BH.
I certainly do.
Really, you know.
Some would call it obsessed.
Yeah.
Some would call it intrusive.
I really go for it. When I'm wiping, I really go for it, especially with the butt wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think a bidet would probably even be safer for me.
Sure.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I think so. And I would take it even if it was cold.
Just because I prefer the feeling of
being that clean. And then finally, another thing that is being recommended, highly recommended by non-Americans to Americans, heated floors instead of vented heat.
Mm.
If you just have the heated floor built in.
Will that give off enough heat? I guess so. And then you don't have to freeze yourself if you have towels going to the bathroom. Right? I will say this. This is my number one thing I think Americans should be standard with. Because for one, and I think it's really popular in Europe from what I understand.
Yeah.
For one, it's more efficient. So just that alone, you're more efficient and not wasting as much water and electricity. Tankless water heaters.
Tankless
water heaters never run out of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, we have this big tank. A lot of people have big tanks that are constantly warming. And then on top of that, if somebody takes too long of a shower, it runs out of hot water. With a tankless water heater, it only heats the water that you need to use, and it never runs out of hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big in Europe, and I'm shocked, especially us, that we don't have that as a standard thing.
I think it is becoming more of the standard. I know in our situation, we're waiting until the water heater that we have conks out, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, how
many gallons is yours?
Oh, I don't know.
When you take your scalding hot shower, do you run out all the water, and Ben's left with nothing? Or when family's over, staying
there? Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
When the family's over, yes. But I can take my shower, and then my kids can take their showers, and then Ben sometimes is left with warm water. Warm-ish.
Yeah, because you're taking scalding.
Yeah. But we're waiting for that to peace out. Because it is an investment.
I think that's the best thing. And I was fortunate when I got this house that already had it.
Yeah.
That is the best thing about the house, is that you don't ever... I could have family members, you never have to worry about it.
I have some advice that I, as an American, I would like to give non-Americans, and that is get on board with ice. Because when you go to Europe...
Oh, yeah, I love ice.
I never remember that you have to ask specifically for ice, and then even then...
I thought you were talking about the immigration thing.
No, my God! I would never go there, ever.
My bad.
No, actual ice cubes.
Oh, I see,
And then when you do ask for ice, you're like, may I have a glass of ice? There's like 3 cubes in it.
No,
no, I need a full glass 100%, of ice, please.
100%, especially alcohol. How bad is alcohol when you get a drink and there's no ice left in it, and it's just this...
Yeah.
Gross.
I feel that way about my soda or a tea or whatever. Yeah. I know tea's not a big deal, but
100%.
I need some ice. Tap water, fine. I can drink tap water without ice all day long. But if I'm having a seltzer or, you know, which I do drink a lot of, I really want some ice in there. It's not.
Here's a funny thing, and I'm agreeing with you on the soda. Even when I have a soda can that's cold, I still pour it in ice.
I still love ice.
I put it all the way to the top. A lot of people will say, too, I hate when the bars around here pack it with ice because, listen, it's very popular because they're screwing me on the alcohol. That is not true.
That's not true.
That is a myth. What is happening is it's the same shot either way, except they're pouring it over ice, it melts it, and then they put the drink on top.
Yeah.
And it's to get a better taste of the alcohol. They're still giving a shot either way.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, if you fill it up with no ice, it's like watered down. You can't taste it. And it just tastes like crap.
Or worse, you're drinking it hot. And some liquors, like, no, I take that back. I prefer all of it. Like brown liquor, bourbon, especially, I want it over ice.
Yes.
Especially.